This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lord knows that we all are still processing and dealing with the trauma of November. And anyone who's been involved in looking at politics and voter suppression and other issues over the past few years knows this gentleman. It was only a matter of time before we were certain he would bring his own analysis to bear about what happened. A lot of us have looked at things. I was up late in the middle of the night one night crunching some numbers. I may run some of my math by him because it just doesn't add up. A lot of things just don't add up for anybody. All right. And most of all, how in every battleground state, Democrats won down ballot, but not the person at the top. It, after coming out of an era, remember, in Barack Obama's time, in his era, what was the complaint? Democrats only vote top of the ticket and not down ballot. Then all of a sudden in 2024, it flips. With no organization, nobody said, hey, y'all, let's not vote top of the ticket and vote down ballot. Nobody. And it happened anyway. So, you know, all of that went down. We'll get into that. We also, let's be clear, none of us, I don't know why everybody thought purging and suppression was over. Like that just stopped. And just because something isn't in the mainstream news cycle anymore doesn't mean it stopped. So here to break this down for us and give us his analysis and his take is our dear friend, author and filmmaker, the best democracy money can buy. He first told us how Trump got in. Now he's going to tell us how he got in the second time. Greg Palast joins us here on Make It Plain. Buddy, how are you, man?
Pretty good this morning, Reverend.
Good, good. Good to see you. Glad to have you here with us. So I'm going to turn it, you know, Greg, I'm going to turn this over to you. I've got some questions, but let's let you teach a class. Let's have you teach a seminar.
Okay.
Through it. And I said to Greg, folks, if he wants to, there are things he wants to put up on the screen, I'm here to help him do it and facilitate it. So, folks, let's get into this.
Okay. Let me start with a few minutes and you can follow up with some questions. So for those who don't know me, Greg Palast, I'm an investigative reporter. I report for BBC Television, The Guardian out of England, where we actually get the news about American elections, which doesn't happen in America, except on the Mark Thompson program. And of course, I also work in coordination with the Reverend Jesse Jackson Rainbow Push, Black Voters Matter, NAACP of Georgia. So I also get involved in litigation. I am, besides a journalist, before as a journalist, I was something called a forensic economist. And you need to know this, which is like a detective who's good with numbers. And work with the Justice Department, Attorney General. So what I do is I look for thievery in the numbers. And in this election, I found a lot of thievery in the numbers. So if you go to gregpalast.com, that's G-R-E-G-P-A-L-A-S-T, or even better, I think Reverend Tom Thompson is going to put up a copy of my somewhat long article, but you can get all the information on an article called Trump Lost, Vote Suppression Won, Here Are the Numbers. So let me give you some of the numbers.
Okay.
If not for what we politely call vote suppression. And vote suppression is a fancy term for shafting Black people out of their votes. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. It's old, good old Jim Crow. And that's what won this election. If you go to my article and you expect to see something about Elon Musk controlling the vote count from outer space, you're not going to get that. You're going to get hard numbers, which I get out of the government often. In fact, Gerald Griggs, my attorney, who's also president of the NAACP Georgia, sued in federal court to get me numbers. So that's what we have to do. These are the numbers they don't want you to hear. And let me give you the bottom line. If it weren't for vote suppression, that is preventing people of color from voting, removing them from the voter rolls, challenging their votes, disqualifying ballots, mostly of people of color and young people who are also voters of color, the color being blue, Kamala Harris would have won this election with 386 electoral votes. The vote suppression number, and this was pretty exacting. I'm good at this stuff. 3,565,000 votes and voters were eliminated in this election. If Kamala Harris had those votes, she would have won with a popular plurality of almost 2 million votes. Mm. And she would have won the Electoral College because she would have won Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And let me give you a few stats. Don't worry, you don't have to pull out your calculator or write these things down because it's in the article, Trump lost. 4,776,706 voters were wrongly purged from the voter rolls, removed. Let me repeat that. 4.8 million, almost 5 million voters before the 2024 election were wiped out by voting officials. By the way, when I work at BBC, I cover elections in Mexico, Venezuela, Liberia, Italy, England, of course. No other nation does this, where you remove people from the voter rolls by the millions. This is virtually unreported in America. So almost 5 million voters. And if you go into those lists, it has a very racial stench because I go through these lists. In fact, for the ACLU of Georgia, NAACP and Black Voters Matter and Rainbow Push, I went into federal court, provided an expert report showing that in Georgia, for the last election, 198,000 voters were illegally removed from the voter rolls. They said that these people had moved out of Georgia. Now, I hired the experts from Amazon. Amazon knows where you live. There's a lot of Mark Thompsons in this world. But Mark Thompson, the Reverend Thompson here, does not get someone else's tidy whities from Amazon because Amazon knows exactly where you live. And they use 1,800 databases to make sure that they know where you live. And we worked under contract with the U.S. Postal Service and found out that the 198,000 voters of Georgia who were removed from the rolls, not one of those moved from their legal voting address. And if you think it's just numbers, I don't know if you could go down to the bottom number, to the bottom photo in my article. You'll see a young Black woman in tears, Mark.
I'm headed there now.
Okay. Now, this woman, young woman, I was at a polling station in Atlanta. She was just broken down in tears. So we went over and I got her on camera and said, what are you crying about? She said her grandmother, 92 years old, who was with her in a walker. Okay, that's Mrs. Lawrence. Her yes. grandmother, who was voting with her, who came to vote, who she took to vote, 92 years old, showed up in a walker. She'd been voting at the same voting station for 50 years. And she was told, you can't vote here. You don't live in Atlanta anymore. You're not allowed to vote in this election. Now, I went back with her to her house that the state of Georgia said she didn't live in anymore. And there on the wall was a picture of her cousin having dinner with her 50 years earlier, Martin Luther King. This is Martin Luther King's cousin. They knocked her off the voting rolls after 50 years at the same voting station. And I happen to be there. You'll catch this on camera. Mm. And so you have to understand, it's not just 198,000 voters. And by the way, you know that just before this election here, Georgia targeted another, are you ready, 875,000 voters. Mm. They got an award from the Right Wing Heritage Foundation. Those are the people, remember, who created Agenda 2025. They got an award as the number one voter integrity state in America because over 2 years, they knocked off nearly a million voters. And by the way, we called 800 of them. Almost all were Black, a few young people. Almost every voter removed was Black or Asian American. That's another group that they went after because they're starting to vote like they're Black. 75% of Asian Americans vote Democratic. Mm-hmm. That's just the people purged. We had, for the first time in many years, and we'll get to his story, we had, for the first time, an old Ku Klux Klan plan from 1946 In 1946, the Georgia Ku Klux Klan came up with a plan to literally challenge every single black voter in the state. Now, there's these old Jim Crow laws that exist still on like 40 states' statute books where I can say Mark Thompson does not live in D.C., shouldn't be allowed to vote there or wherever your residence is. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. Who am I? I'm just Greg Ballas. But I can actually stop Mark Thompson from voting by putting his name on a challenge list. And most of the time, you don't even know you've been challenged. You mail in your vote and it doesn't get counted. Mm-hmm. You don't know. So dig this. A third of a million, 317,000 voters were challenged by one organization, a Trump front called True the Vote. They challenged 317,000 voters, almost all of them voters of color. You had 2.1 million mail-in ballots were disqualified. Now, you have to understand, the majority of black folk in America, and especially in the South, and in places like the swing states of Georgia and Pennsylvania, vote early. That is by mail, by ballot drop box, or in person at early voting for good reasons. Why would you check? You know why? You know, you're not going to wait 9 hours in line on election day if you can avoid it. So this is how black people in the main vote. And again, 2.1 million of those mail-in ballots were disqualified. Actually, that's a low number. According to NPR, believe it or not, they said one in seven ballots that are mailed in are disqualified by their analysis. So you mail in your vote, good luck. 585,000, about a half a million votes were considered spoiled, unreadable by the machines. And by the way, if it's random, it wouldn't matter. We're talking about rejected ballots, mail-in, the spoiled ballots are rejected ballots.
Right.
If you are African-American, according to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, not according to me, Greg Ballas, according to the U.S. government, if you are black, the chance your ballot will be disqualified, you know, an extra mark or whatever wrong, if you signed the back of the mail-in ballot, then you didn't add your middle initial, but you registered with the middle initial, all this picayune junk. Your chance of losing your ballot to disqualification is 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. Again, 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. Then we have these things called provisional ballots. We'll get a bit into that. But if you're these about 1.2 million provisional ballots were disqualified. Now, whose ballots are they? If you're black, Hispanic, or Latino, according, again, this is according to government figures, not me. I get these things out of the government. I'm a specialist at going through their databases. 1.2 million provisional ballots were knocked off. And if you're black, Hispanic, or Latino, the chance you will be handed a provisional ballot, which won't get counted, is 300% higher than if you're white. According to the state of Washington, which did an analysis of mail-in ballots rejected, the chance your ballot will be rejected in Washington state is 400% higher if you're black than if you're white. That's the state's own analysis. Now, understand, Washington state is probably has the least vote suppression in America. So if they're saying 400% higher chance of disqualifying your ballot if you're black than if you're white, imagine what it is in Georgia. Imagine what it is in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one more chart I'd like you to see, and that's at the very top of that article, Mark.
Okay.
And that is the Brennan Center for Justice, which tracks these things. Showed 30 states between the 2020 election and the 2024 elections, 30 states passed laws making it far more difficult for people to vote, not just any people. As the Brennan Center said, overwhelmingly, this is an attack. See all that blue space just smeared across America? Those are states which have passed laws making it harder to vote. And that looks a lot like Trump's victory map, doesn't it?
It does.
And so, here's my question for America's lamestream press. You know, people say, oh, you're not a mainstream. I am very mainstream. There's nothing more mainstream than BBC television or The Guardian. Those are the number one English news outlets in the world. But in America, we hide this stuff. And that you often get stories in the New York Times or NPR. As I mentioned, NPR said one in seven mail-in ballots is thrown in the garbage. It's racial. But they never, ever, ever, ever say, never, ever, those disqualifications, the purges, the attacks on voters of color made a difference in election. They will never say that. So after an election, the whole issue of what we call vote suppression disappears. No one ever says, you know what? That vote suppression we were talking about, the purges and the disqualifications and the challenges and all that stuff. Oh, guess what? We never say, no one ever calculates in America. No journalist in America would dare calculate. By the way, that overturned the election. I'm saying it now. Trump would not be president. He wouldn't be close to being president if not for this Jim Crow operation. It was bad in many years. Remember, Biden only won by a squeaker. He took Georgia in 2020 by just 11,000 votes officially. Right. But that was after massive, massive attacks on the voter rolls, working with the organizations like Black Voters Matter and the Latino organization, Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. That's a big term. They called 150,000 Latinos in Georgia to get them re-registered. Black Voters Matter sent out postcards. We had Rosario Dawson on billboards to warn people to check their registration. And only through this massive effort and the great Barbara Arnwine, a professor of law at Columbia University, but she's head of the founder of the Transformative Justice Coalition. They called literally tens of thousands of voters who were handed these placebo provisional ballots that weren't going to get counted and got them into their county registrar's office to get them re-registered. And that's the only way that Biden won in 2020. But with the attack on over a million voters in just Georgia, and then these attacks happened in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the groups are overwhelmed. And we simply could not push back against this avalanche of new laws, challenges, disqualifications, purges. It was horrific. There was no way for even this powerful set of organizations. By the way, missing in action, as usual, is the Democratic Party, but that's a different issue. But we couldn't overcome this steal. We couldn't overcome the racism. And that's a story. So Trump would have lost. Kamala Harris would have had 3.5 million more votes, and she'd have won 4 swing states. And that would have been over. So it's Jim Crow that won this election.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Greg, a lot of us knew that these voter suppression issues were still not resolved from a year ago, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and that they're getting worse. But I'll be honest with you, man, even some of us who've been allies in that, you know, it's as if, I hate to say this, it's almost as if we accepted it. There was some hope that enough people, and this was no secret, people thought that, okay, because there's this new expression going around, don't undervote, but create an overvote to overwhelm the steal.
Overwhelm the steal.
Right. So everybody's saying that. And this was this logic. Everybody's saying, even folks that you and I know and love. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, right, if that's what you can do. But you can't, who can guarantee that? And to me, I'll be honest with you, it was like malpractice for anybody, including the Democratic Party, any voter mobilization organization, and the media, because they decide, let's be honest, folks, there's a relationship between the mainstream media and the public. If the mainstream media says something's important, the public sees it as important because it stays in the cycle. Zero right. coverage on ongoing voter suppression in this country during the election season of 2024. Candidates didn't even talk about it. You see? So what is it? It's almost like in America, we have ADD. We lose interest in. You remember when the realization of voter suppression, when, you know, the Voting Rights Act was pushed back against? I mean, there was a groundswell of reaction. But it's like if it stays in the popular conversation and dialogue too long, then we just lose interest in it. We're not interested anymore. You know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Voting suppression.
Yeah.
Right.
When the Ukraine war broke out, every day, constant coverage. You don't see any coverage of the Ukraine anymore. It's like somebody decides we're only going to cover this up to a point. We're only going to cover police violence up to a point. We're only going to cover what Russia's doing in Ukraine up to a point. We're only going to cover Trump's felonies up to a point. And then we just forget about it. And I think that's what we are victim of in this whole voter suppression thing. No?
Yes. And also there's a second thing. It's not only do people get bored. Oh, yeah, we've heard it. Yeah. So why are you people complaining? Obama was elected president. You get Martin Luther King's birthday off. So shut up. No. You can take off Martin Luther King's birthday, but we do need to give every American the right to vote. And it is drifting away again. People think it's done. It ain't done. So, for example, I would ask, go back to that issue where I thought that it was a rare thing, but I was actually thought it was great that NPR did that analysis showing that one in seven ballots, mail-in ballots, get thrown out and disqualified. They missed two things. Number one, they never say whose ballot. And I just told you, it is, first of all, Democrats are 51% more likely to vote by mail than Republicans. It is, and of those Democrats, it is voters of color who are mailing in their ballots because you don't trust, and I don't blame you, you don't trust that you're going to have to wait seven lines in either the snow in Ohio or in the humid sun in Georgia. And God forbid you're in the line 4 hours. Remember, it's a felony crime to give someone a bottle of water while they are waiting in line for 4 or 5 hours in Georgia. So people mail in their ballots, don't realize that they're disqualified. But here's my question for NPR. Why don't you say whose ballots are disqualified? What are the color of those votes? Second, after the election, why didn't you say, here? Remember when we told you 1 in 7 ballots get disqualified that are mailed in? Why don't you tell us what the effect was on the election?
Right. Right.
They never do that. In fact, one of the other big problems, you have people like Joe Biden, whoever that guy is, I can't remember, but either can he. But he actually said,
oh, my God.
He actually said anyone who questions the outcome of an American election is undermining democracy. No, it's the people who suppress votes, who stop black people from voting. Those are the people who are attacking democracy, not the people who are raising the question. So supposedly I'm un-American and anti-democracy because I'm using government figures. Again, all my stuff is calculated off of government data. The government data shows the massive elimination of black votes and voters from the voter rolls. And, you know, and I want to add one other thing. I don't want to filibuster here, but I thought give a little talk.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we need this.
Now, the new thing that's happened in the 2024 election, which is one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen, is this new system of vigilante vote challenges. Now, what this means is, as I told you, they took it for the Georgia Republican operatives took this for a test drive in 2020 and 2022, which is, in 2020, 88 Republican operatives. Now, these are not government officials. These are Republican Party officials. 88 of them used the old Klan law to challenge 180,000 voters in Georgia. 180,000 voters in Georgia in 2020. Now, how did Biden win? Because even Republican voting officials said, this stuff is nuts. We had one woman, who you'll see, I have her on camera, and I'll tell you how to watch this for nothing. One Republican operative works for Marjorie Taylor Greene, challenged 32,000 voters. 32,000, one woman in Cobb County, Georgia. She didn't even write out the list. She got this list from this Trump front group and literally emailed this list to her county and said, don't let these people vote. Now, her county, Cobb, just said, we can't refuse to do it. However, then the Georgia legislature, just before this election, and the NAACP is suing over this, by the way, is a bill, HB 185, where they said that made it very, very difficult for a county voting official who are experts to turn down these challenges. So there were, I'm told by Gerald Griggs, the president of the NAACP in Georgia, that it was that they had over 200,000 challenges before the 2024 election. And almost there's nothing that. There's very little people could do about this. You would have to fly in. So I'd like you to show so that you don't just think it's numbers about these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a look at the people that they've challenged. There's a gentleman in a brown suit holding up his absentee ballot. And his name, that's like the second image, I think, or the third image in my article.
Yep, I've got it. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. So this gentleman is Major Gamaliel Turner, career military. He is the Pentagon's expert on warfare of the future, and he was working on new lighter weapons for Ukraine. And there he is. Now notice there are two important things there. He is African American, and that's not by coincidence. He is an American soldier and hero, and he was challenged, and 4,000 other people, mostly soldiers, black soldiers out of Fort Benning, Georgia, had their votes challenged by a GOP operative named Alton Russell. This is Major Turner with his absentee ballot in his hand. Now, why does he have a picture of that? Because he was training young people in the military how to send in your absentee ballot. He says, you got to make sure you send it in on time. Well, guess what? There's a picture of him. By the way, I have the dates. Sent in more than a week before the election, and they claimed in Georgia that his ballot never didn't arrive on time. So they disqualified his mail-in ballot. He was one of those one out of seven people who have their mail-in ballot rejected. And it's overwhelmingly voters of color. Any little picayune mistake, or they say it didn't come in on time. Doesn't matter what the postmark is.
But to be clear, he didn't have a provisional ballot.
No, he had a regular mail-in ballot, and he didn't even know, by the way, until this year until now, 2025, he didn't even know that his mail-in ballot of 20 in that year was rejected. We had to go through the state records to find out. He didn't even know his ballot was rejected. If he'd known his ballot, he could have possibly complained, but it's impossible. Now, here's the other thing. That wasn't the first time his vote was lost.
Uh-huh.
He was challenged by this guy, Alton Russell, a chairman of the Republican Party of Georgia, Southern Georgia. The guy challenged 4,000 mostly black soldiers out of Fort Benning, Georgia, who were assigned to other bases. In this case, Major Turner was assigned to a base in California.
Uh-huh.
And what they did was they took all the soldiers who were assigned to other bases and said, oh, they don't live in Georgia. Guess what? If you're a soldier assigned to another base temporarily, you don't lose your citizenship. You still get to vote, even if you're a black soldier. Believe it or not, you're allowed to vote. And that's one of the problems now, who is this guy, Alton Russell? He literally, he's not a government official. He's just a self-appointed vote fraud vigilante hunter.
Right.
Challenging thousands of voters. Now, by the way, you can see him on camera. I'm going to give you this information where you can see this for a film for free, where he literally dresses up as a vigilante, Doc Holliday. By the way, he's very proud of the fact that Doc Holliday is his hero. And he only killed a few. He killed some black men, basically Union soldiers after the Civil War during the occupation. He killed like four black soldiers who were bathing in a creek. That's why he took off for Oklahoma. But this is this guy's hero. And what I did was I had him come to Major Gamaliel Turner's home in Georgia, the place where he said that the major didn't live. Uh-huh. And I said, why don't you meet your host? This is made. Hello, meet Major Turner, by the way. Oh, glad to meet you. So you've never met him. You don't know who he is. Nope. Never talked to him. Never called him. Nope. Well, you challenged his right to vote. So Major Turner, again, you had just in Georgia, 200,000 people challenged. But I want you to see the faces of the people who are challenged. Major Turner, 3 days before the election, calls up and says, where's my ballot? They said, well, we didn't send you a ballot, your mail-in ballot, because you've been challenged. He says, what does that mean? They said, no problem. Just come to the office and show that you're an American citizen. You live in Georgia. He says, wait a minute. You're telling me 2 days before an election to fly to Georgia, prove as an American soldier that I'm an American citizen, and then you'll give me my ballot? He says, I know what this is about. And by the way, Major Turner ultimately did fly 5,000 miles round trip to get his ballot counted. He had to go to a federal court to get his one vote counted. But the other 4,000 challenge voters, again, mostly black soldiers out of Fort Benning area, they all lost their vote because not all of them could fly thousands of miles to get their vote back. But Major Turner's father's Harold is the Reverend Harold Turner. Mm-hmm. Who was the co-founder of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference with the Ralph Abernathy and Martin Luther King. And wow. His family is too committed to civil rights. They'll fly 5,000 miles to get their vote counted. But this is an American tragedy. And it wasn't just Georgia. A third of a million voters were challenged in this manner, in this Ku Klux Klan style attack revived by Trump in something like 20 states. A third of a million challenged by August of election year. And they proudly announced that they were aiming to challenge 2 million voters. How many?
Now, this was in 2024. Those were challenged.
This is 2024.
Right.
Okay. Again, 317,886 voters, to be exact, were challenged by beginning of August with a goal of 2 million. Then they shut down and stopped crowing about how many voters they had Jim Crowed because they realized that could end up in the lawsuit that they didn't want. And they got it. But again, the courts have allowed this stuff to go through. And you know, once the guy's inaugurated, it doesn't matter. And this is the problem, this massive challenges. So like most voters, it's only by accident that the Major Turner found out his vote was challenged. That's why he didn't get his ballot. Others don't get notified. You know, you're supposed to get a postcard, but it looks like junk mail. And then often these challenges are under Georgia law were happening the day before election day, the day of election day, the day after. If you've mailed in, they'll challenge your ballot. And the state has 30 days to send you a notice. Well, 30 days later, the election's over and it's been certified and it's done. So this is what's happening.
You have no way of knowing.
Yes.
Under those circumstances, if your ballot is challenged, if it was counted, none of that.
Right. So you can now, some states, for example, we were able to find out that Major Turner's in another election, in the second the 2022 election. We only found out this year that his ballot, mail-in ballot, wasn't counted. Now, most states have a place on their website, have a website page that will tell you if your mail-in ballot was counted or your provisional ballot was counted or, you can look that up. But it's usually too late to find out you can do anything about it. Now, if you do find out, and this is very important, this I tell people, always check your registration 90 days before an election. Always check if your mail-in ballot or provisional ballot was counted. If it wasn't counted, you have to go into your county office and straighten it out. I know it's a lot of work, but that's the only way Biden won was Transformative Justice Coalition, Black Voters Matter, and a few other groups ran this whole operation in 2020 to get people to go into the offices and show their IDs. They call it curing your ballot. And it's the only way that Biden won. By the way, you notice it wasn't done by the Democratic Party. It was done by the voting rights groups. And that saved Biden in 2020, but we're just overwhelmed in 2024. Overwhelmed.
And not talking about it and unprepared, seemingly helpless. And it was a whirlwind. We had 107 days to literally build a whole new campaign from scratch. I mean the universal we. Mm-hmm. And then try to address all the things that Greg is pointing out to us and probably just didn't have the bandwidth. Let me do this though, Greg. Go back again now. Fill people in on this history. The Ku Klux Klan provision.
Yes.
Or plan in 1946. Tell us more about that if you would.
Okay, so back in 1946, the Ku Klux Klan, one of their secret leader was a guy named Eugene Talmadge. He'd been governor and wanted to return to the governor's office. So he cooked up this scheme with the Ku Klux Klan to challenge literally every black voter in Georgia. And they did. Almost every black voter in Georgia was personally challenged and was not allowed to vote. They'd say, oh, that he doesn't live here. He's not an upstanding citizen. Oh, he doesn't pay his poll tax or whatever. And Eugene Talmadge of the Ku Klux Klan was elected governor of Georgia. Now, at that time, and here's the strange thing, Mark, mm-hmm. is that in 1946, the U.S. federal government said that's illegal. The FBI came down to investigate. They wrote up an indictment, and they were about to arrest the governor of Georgia, the new governor, Eugene Talmadge, mm-hmm. for illegally blocking black voters en masse, because that's a violation of the United States Constitution. We had a civil war. 600,000 people died in that war
right.
to get us the 15th Amendment, which says you can't stop black people from voting. But that's what he did. So the FBI was about to arrest him, but he, an infamous alcoholic, he drank himself to mm-hmm. death just before the FBI was about to cuff him. Now, I should note, you can see all these things. You can see the woman who challenged 32,000 people. You can meet General Major Gamaliel Turner as he confronts this vigilante who challenged him. By going to gregpalace.com, where we have, and this is thanks to Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio, have made it possible for us to allow you to watch it for free, to stream this film. It's called Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen. And the reason it's called Vigilantes, Inc. is that for the Ku Klux Klan to cover its tracks in 1946, they incorporated themselves as Vigilantes, Inc. And that's how we have the name Vigilantes, Inc. for this film. It's also on YouTube. So just look up Vigilantes, Magazine. Inc.
Look it out.
Now, there's films called Vigilantes, so be careful. It's Vigilantes, Inc. It's a documentary. It says Greg Palast. And again, it was Jamie Foxx says you have to watch this film. He says it's my story. And by the way, Reverend Jackson met with Kamala Harris and President Biden before the election and said, you got to watch Greg Palast's film here. He handed it to them and said, and you've got to do something about it. That is these vigilante attacks.
And what did they say?
And well, apparently, and again, I'm getting this from the Reverend's family, is that Kamala Harris says the first thing I'm going to do when I'm president is sign the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Here's the problem, Kamala. You got to do something before the election. You're not going to get elected unless you deal with this issue of vote suppression before the election. And, you know, the Democratic Party raised $2 billion. It would have been nice if they'd have taken 5% of that, and which would be, at least $10 million. If they'd just taken 5% of that and used it to fight vote suppression, not only legally, but get to the voters on the purge list, like Black Voters Matter did and other groups did, calling, re-registering people, fighting the challenges. And it, you know, that would have been good, that because the voting rights groups just don't have those resources. And it could have maybe could have turned around the election. But we have to deal with Jim Crow. And the other thing is that after the election, you got to scream bloody murder. You can't just say, oh, OK, we'll go along. Oh, Trump won, peaceful transfer of power. It's violent when you take away people's right to vote. That's not a peaceful transfer of any type.
Yeah.
That's a coup d'etat through Jim Crow tactics.
So, Greg, let's do this. Have you any further drill down in particular when it comes to the battleground states?
Yes, indeed.
Because unfortunately here in America, we don't have popular votes. So it boils down really to about seven states, and usually not all seven of them. I mean, if she had won Pennsylvania and maybe one other one, we'd be having a different conversation. Were these, any of the practices you described, more egregious in some battleground states than others?
Absolutely. Well, I was telling you, if you go see the film Vigilantes, Inc., it's mostly centered on Georgia because that's where they take all these things like vote challenges, massive purges out for a test drive. Georgia is absolutely the worst state in the union. It is a blue state if they let everyone vote. The only reason that it was close in 2020, but Biden still won the state in 2020, Warnock was reelected in 2022 because the voting rights groups are able to concentrate on Georgia. And they won the runoff in Georgia with two progressive Democrats, John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock, won the Senate seats. This is Georgia, two progressive blue candidates, a Jewish American, a Black American, you know, like this is Georgia, because it really is a blue state if they let people vote. And so Georgia's the worst, but also, for example, in Wisconsin, where Black Voters Matter Fund and ACLU, I did a name-by-name analysis of the purge list in Wisconsin. And we found, which, by the way, again, Trump squeaks by in Wisconsin. He squeaks by in Michigan. When we went through name by name, we found tens of thousands of people illegally and wrongly on the purge list. And almost every single one was either a Black voter in Milwaukee or a student voter out of Madison. And, you know, student voters were not going to be voting for Trump out of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. So Wisconsin was just a Jim Crow operation. Now, we were able to stop the purge with the report I did for Black Voters Matter a couple of years earlier. But then the voting board changed, became more Republican, and they removed 166,000 people from the voter rolls. Almost none of them were illegal voters. Their crime was voting while Black in Milwaukee. That's what happened in Wisconsin. You know, we think that Jim Crow is only in the South. Well, get over that. Because vote theft is a very profitable business. Because when you take control of government, you take control of the treasury. And you see Trump is like raw in your face, stealing the money, sucking the, you know, has a snout in the public trough, him and Elon Musk. So there's reasons why they want to win these elections. And it's not that they're not trying to steal the votes. They're trying to steal the money. That's the real, the votes are just in the way of them getting to the U.S. and state treasuries. But Wisconsin was horrific. Pennsylvania knocked off just before the election about, almost a half a million voters. It swamped, that purge in Pennsylvania swamped the so-called Trump victory margin. There were challenges by Trump's lawyer, Cleta Mitchell. Tens of thousands of people challenged in Pennsylvania through this Ku Klux Klan plan. The state of Pennsylvania didn't know what to do, except they just removed, you know, didn't count people's votes. Mm-hmm. So Trump didn't win Pennsylvania. This Ku Klux Klan challenge plan and the purges won Pennsylvania. Wisconsin, the purges. Now, the purge list, by the way, was created and put together by a right-wing group backed by a right-wing billionaire Bradley family. And they're the ones that foisted this purge on the state of Wisconsin. Again, that was the margin for Trump. It wasn't the voters. It was the vote challenges and the purges that won. And that's Wisconsin. You think, well, Pennsylvania, that's not a Jim Crow state. Yeah, but they used those tactics. Georgia is just one of the most blatant. And I'll give you another one. Texas. Now you think, oh, Texas, redneck red. No. Remember, they elected people like Jim Hightower as agriculture commissioner. This is the state of Lyndon Johnson and Ann Richards. Why did, of all things, Texas turn red? Well, it didn't turn red. They just stopped blue voters from voting. So, for example, Rodney Ellis, who Commissioner Rodney Ellis of Harris County. Now, Harris County is Houston. So his plan during COVID, for example, in 2020, was to mail out ballots to every voting citizen of Houston, as we do in California and many other states. During COVID, so you wouldn't have to wait in line and die trying to vote. According to Ken Paxton, the Republican Attorney General of Texas, he said if he hadn't blocked the mail-in ballots in Texas, that Trump would have lost Texas. Let me repeat that. According to the Republican Attorney General, he was very proud. He said, if it weren't for me stopping these votes, Trump would have lost Texas. So you can imagine. You didn't even think of Texas as a swing state, but the Republicans didn't. They knew if they didn't use Jim Crow tactics. Now, Houston, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Houston has the largest black population of any city in America. So when they stopped Houston from voting, they were stopping black voters from voting, and that saved Donald Trump from losing Texas. So you can imagine the effect of these things when they're admitting that Texas would have gone down if not for the Jim Crow operation.
Jesus, unbelievable. So reconcile this then, Greg. Trump was bragging last weekend. Elon knows computers. And so we knew we were going to win because Elon, he's great with the computers. So is
trolling
it
us.
Right. Is it possible, though, that, of course, everything you have no question, everything you describe happened. But could there also have been some other low?
I looked into that and I didn't find it. I've been looking very hard at it. And one of the things that has happened is that throughout the nation, I think except for the state of Louisiana, no state has direct recording voting machines. In other words, when you press that button, it used to be that you'd press a button with the old Diebold machines.
Right.
You press a button and it's called press and pray. You hope that the machine records your vote. Well, today, 49 states don't do that. It's all paper ballot. So even though you vote on a computer, it prints out a paper ballot, which is then scanned. So it's very hard to cheat through computers. And the tabulating machines are not connected to the internet. So it's really hard to manipulate them. So I've been looking and I haven't found any convincing evidence of computer manipulation. In fact, one of the things I'm not happy about, and I'll be very straight with this, I think almost all the people talking about computers fixing the election are kind of white guys who are ignoring the Jim Crow effect. It's just not talked about. It's easier to say that there's some guy with satellites who are, you know, like, and from outer space controlling the election. But what we have in the Trump's victory is completely 100% explained by vote suppression, by the Jim Crow tactics. Like, for example, provisional ballots. Again, I said if you're black, Hispanic, or Asian American, the chance you'll get a provisional ballot is 300% higher than if you're white. And the chance that once the provisional ballot is cast, that's when you go in and they say, oh, your name's not on the voter rolls. Don't worry, you fill out this little, you fill out the paper ballot and you put it in an envelope and you write your name on the envelope and they'll check your ballot and then they'll count it. No, they won't. According to the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission. Now, that's the organization that is charged with keeping track of this data. That's the data I use. The U.S. government says that 43% of all provisional ballots are never counted. 43%. And in the last election, there were more than 2.5 million provisional ballots that I've counted so far. So about 1.2 million provisional ballots were thrown in the garbage. And again, overwhelmingly, the votes of voters of color. So I don't need Elon Musk in outer space. All we need are these Jim Crow laws and Jim Crow methods of counting our votes. And no other nation. And again, I cover for BBC and others elections all over the world. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's, you know, Russia or Saudi Arabia or something, but I'm talking about nations that we consider democracies. This does not happen. You can't just walk in and say, I challenge Mark Thompson's vote.
Right. But now let me ask you this. If we're talking about purging, though,
We're talking about
In terms of computers, though, can computers participate in a purge or no?
Yes. Oh, yeah. In fact, I call it in my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
Right.
I call it Jim Crow in cyberspace. They use computers. Now, computers are a key part of this Jim Crow operation. So, for example, in that in the challenge I talked about, well, let's go to the purges. One of the terrible things that happened started in 2000 with the first state to do a computerized purge was Florida in 2000. And then working for The Guardian and BBC, I uncovered that they had removed through they identified with computers, supposedly 58,000 black men who were supposedly convicted felons, then not allowed to vote in Georgia. Now, I got a hold of the list with the help of the NAACP. We actually got those computer lists, went through them, and we found out, and this was confirmed by the state of Florida Attorney General, not one of those black men, not one was an illegal voter. But 58,000 people were removed from the voter rolls of Florida, overwhelmingly voters of color. And supposedly George Bush won Florida and the presidency of the United States by just 537 votes, excluding thousands of black men.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, so yes, they use computers to identify people to remove. And like the voters I talked about, the third of a million challenge by August and rising to maybe as much as 2 million, we don't know. Again, they use computer databases. This is where the computers come in to target voters of color, to target people. And what they do is they look through things like Facebook. We had one soldier in Georgia, an African-American soldier, it's a Hispanic soldier, who was assigned to Fort Hood, Texas. His vote was challenged because GOP operatives were trolling Facebook and found pictures of him in Texas at Fort Hood. And he's posted on his Facebook page, oh, here's my girlfriend, she's visiting me in Texas, whatever. And they said, oh, this guy lives in Texas. He shouldn't be allowed to vote in Georgia. Excuse me, he's a soldier assigned to Texas. He's a Georgian who lives in Georgia. But this is the type of thing they do. So they use computers to do this. That's why they can come up with literally hundreds of thousands of voters to challenge in several states. But the purges are all done by these computerized systems. And they'll take things like lower income people tend to move more. They move because of their renters. They move apartments. Middle class homeowners tend to stay in their home for decades. So they know what they're doing. They play the, I got to tell you, they do capture some Trump voters. They do capture some, you know, white right-wing voters. They'll capture some, you know, not every person of color is going to vote for Kamala Harris. So in my numbers, I account for all this so that there's no double count. I'm only looking at the Harris votes lost. But again, you're right. Computers are at the heart of these new challenges. This is Jim Crow, like this woman who challenged 32,000 people. That list was created by a computer system out of Texas, and she just got the list for her county. She didn't even know what the heck she was doing. And using computers, she could send in a list of 32,000 names. You know, when the Ku Klux Klan pulled this trick in 1946, they literally had to write down every name of every black voter that they were challenging by hand. Now you just have a computer do it. They send in a list that's, you know, just a computer file. Computers have multiplied the Jim Crow effect.
Before we go, just want you to touch on another area and drill down a little bit more on this. 3.24 million new registrations were rejected, or not entered on the rolls in time to vote. That's countrywide. Was that focused in battleground states? Tell us more about that.
It was countrywide, but it was focused on battleground states. And for example, if you go again, you can watch the film Vigilantes Inc. for nothing on YouTube or go to gregpalace.com and you will see, for example, in Georgia in one election Stacey Abrams group, New Georgia Project at the time, registered 50,000 new young voters, mostly young students of color. And they simply they said, where's our voters? And they said, well, we need time to verify their addresses. And they waited. And so they went to court and said, so we'll start verifying. The election's coming up. And the court said, you can't tell the state of Georgia that it has to spend money to verify voters. So 50,000 voters were left off the rolls who had, and we're talking about registering 6 months before an election, not like 6 days or 6 weeks. I'm talking about 6 months before the election. And they said, oh, we haven't had time to put them on the voter rolls. Too bad. This is the game that's being played because it came in from Stacey Abrams' group. And I saw this also in Savannah, where one person challenged voters, 800 voters in Savannah, but one Republican operative challenging 800 voters, and including Carrie Smith. Now, Carrie Smith, by the way, got her PhD. She wrote her thesis on illegal voter purges in Georgia, and then she was purged. This is what's happening. I'm laughing because it's tragic, but we have to do so. You know, we have to face the fact that America still holds apartheid elections, and it's getting worse.
You have to laugh to keep from crying. Folks, we invite you to go to GregPalace.com, VigilantesInc.com to see the film. This interview, as well as Greg's article, is now available right this very moment, including this full interview, at BlackPressUSA.com. Greg, I know you don't stop. This is your, shall we say, first draft, I will say. And it's not really a draft. It's the final first draft. But you're going to keep digging, aren't you?
Well, yeah. One of the problems we've had, now you have to understand, we have to sue. Like I said, the NAACP sued on my behalf to get a lot of this data. They're still withholding. They're stonewalling them. We've asked Georgia and other states, please tell us what voters were challenged. And how many of those lost their vote or were never sent their ballot? How many ballots were disqualified? We're trying to get these numbers from the states, and they are absolutely stonewalling them. And they know with Trump in, the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, which tracks all these things, does not have to report for like another almost a year. And I'm afraid, because the states aren't required to report to the federal government, that we're never going to get these numbers. And under Trump, I think that the elections, that this agency, which keeps track of elections, I think that they're simply going to be eliminated by DOGE, because the last thing they want to do is make numbers available that guys like Greg Palace can go in and say, wait a minute, who won this election?
Right.
It wasn't Trump, except for Jim Crow.
Yeah.
So I will be doing follow-ups, believe me. I don't stop. I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm an expert at this. I used to be a professor of statistics, and so I know what I'm doing here. And but unfortunately, I'd like to see other members of the American press move with this story instead of hiding from it.
So now, this is very important. And folks, as we are being purged, Trump is not coming in office purging everything relative to us, Black History Month, Martin Luther King Day, DEI. Just got a notice this morning. He's instructed the Department of Labor to no longer deal with discrimination in the workplace. So all of these things, and there are others in other agencies who have informed me off the record. I don't want to hurt people. See, because part of the problem is they're political appointees and they're civil servants. These are people supposed to keep their jobs. They're targeting civil servants. Right. And Greg, I got a call in the morning. First, they say, get rid of everybody in DEI. Then they could give a list. Greg Palace, Mark Thompson, Cliff Albright, Latasha Brown, whoever. Barbara Unwin. What are these names? And they say, oh, we want these people escorted out of the building by Friday. Well, why? We don't have to tell you. We just want them escorted out. So my theory is, long before they got going, they started Googling people and looking at people's social media. And if Greg Palast and Mark Thompson, Barbara Unwin and Latasha Brown and Cliff Albright were looking liberal or Democratic, and that's our civil servant job, they already had these names.
Yes. They were clearly quite prepared. And I know Trump said, oh, I don't have anything to do with Agenda 2025. Well, that is his agenda. where did it come from? I mean, the guy doesn't even, he admits he doesn't even read. Okay. So where did he get all these, you know, he already had.
He's illiterate. He can't read. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. And you know, so, you know, again, this is all prepared.
I'm not making fun of illiterate people. People who are illiterate largely are because of circumstances they could not control. Trump is a so-called billionaire. I don't know if he's really a billionaire, but he had enough money and enough privilege to sit down and learn how to read a book rather than by choice making people do everything for him. But anyway, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, although Ivanka, I can't remember which one was the mom, said in her divorce trial, he only read one book that he kept next to his bedside. That was Hitler's speeches. You know, it's so bad, you have to laugh. But what I want you to do is get active, join the groups that are fighting and that are in the streets. They can't steal all the votes all the time, as we saw in 2020 and 2022.
Yeah.
And they can't steal all the votes all the time. The theft factor is about 2.3% and above this. So that's your Jim Crow factor. We just have to know you can't win with 50% of the vote. Protect your vote. Check your registration. Check whether your vote was counted. Fight for your vote. People have died for your vote. Why don't you live for your vote?
Amen. Amen. GregPalace.com, VigilantesInc.com. We thank you all for joining us, especially on this Sunday. Those of you watching and listening on Sunday, share this with others. Folks, this is the issue. We did not take this seriously. Now, Black Voters Matter, Transformative Justice, other organizations were, out here kind of on their own. And, you know, it was a very exciting 107 days, with a lot of enthusiasm. But we have to see the forest for the trees as well. We got to walk and chew gum at the same time. And we start today getting ready for the next election. Some states are holding elections this year. Virginia is holding a big, I think, House of Delegates election this year, if not the governor, too. So we gotta get back into it. We can't just, oh my God, we're gonna wait. No, we don't have 2 years. We don't have 4 years. This year.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.